Okay, it's 5 after 3, and this meeting of the House Committee on Community and Regional Affairs is called to order. Today is, what's today's date?
The 17th.
Today is the 17th of April, and present are representatives Wallace, Gruenberg, Maru, and Gall. And before we get going on Representative Thompson's bill, I just have a brief thing to do, and I hope you'll all bear it with me. This time, we get to honor one of our special
Dave
Thompson.
How special is this person going to be?
He couldn't be very special if he's not here.
Dave was just blushing in the last committee meeting, and he's going to blush in this one.
Based on the testimony of...
I moved the bill out with...
Happy birthday, and this card, and our esteemed session. Congratulations. There, now.
Right.
Thought that would brighten up your meeting a little bit. Dave, if you could bear with us just for a second, Bob is going to bring in the bill that we were working on last time that the members have to approve some amendments for, and we'll pass that out. The whole thing will take about 5 minutes unless there's an issue. If there is an issue, we'll put that aside to the end of the meeting, take up your bill, and so forth.
Assuming mine takes as little time, that would be fine.
This would be an opportunity for the members to take a look at Representative Thompson's House Bill 333, which is a... I guess our fourth special appropriation bill of session to be battled out at the Finance Committee. The sum of $1,007,975 to CNRA as a payment to a grant for a nonprofit developmental daycare preschool center in Kodiak, Small World Incorporated, a nonprofit organization, I assume. Appropriation would take effect immediately. So why don't you all think about that for a second, and I will just get those pieces of paper that we're missing.
Dave, is Small World anywhere or just on Kodiak?
No, it's doing a camp.
Is it only on Kodiak?
Friday, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here is one for Andre, one for Jay.
What is that, HCR 23?
One for Max, one for Bob, and one for me. This bill incorporates, and we can either vote on them separately or agree to adopt the CS, whatever you prefer. This bill...
Where's my file on the...
This bill incorporates the discussions we had yesterday with the sponsor, Representatives Copeland, Gruenberg, myself, and Phillips. The only changes from the version you saw last time are as follows. The board shall send a copy of the agenda of each board meeting at least 10 days before the board meeting. The word board has been added. Thank you. To each community council established by municipal charter. And then we also added... and to each nonprofit community organization that requests a copy. So basically any nonprofit community organization wishing to be informed of the activities of the ABC board can request to be so informed, and this bill, if it passes, would require that the ABC board inform them. As you go to the next page, you'll find the exact same addition has been made on lines 12 and 13. To each nonprofit community organization that requests notice. On the third page, the same change was made on line 2 and 3, each nonprofit community organization that requests written notice. On citing of prison facilities, the original bill had the number 3, lines 19 through 23 on page 3, and we have added number 4 to deal with the unincorporated community. That if the project is located outside a municipality, the department shall submit the plans to the postmaster of each permanent settlement of more than 25 persons located within 6 miles of the project for the request that the plans be posted. That, for those of you who are interested, is simply in addition to number 2, lines 16 through 19, which deals with villages, which have village governments of some sort. This is for places that have no incorporation other than maybe a community association or maybe even nothing, but there's a community there. And if it's got a postmaster and if the project is going to take place in that area, they will be notified as well. And then on the following page, on the following page there's no change from the original document. So that's all we did, is broaden the bill slightly to add the community associations that are not created by municipal charter, but if and only if they request the notifications described. We will have to ask for a new fiscal note, so we won't be able to move the bill with its fiscal note out until Friday. Is there any discussion of these points?
Mr. Chairman, I assume you're just presenting this to us for our information today, then?
No. What I'm doing is, in our meeting yesterday, we discussed and established and agreed upon these points. Today, we have a quorum, and we will adopt the CS unless there's objection. If there is, let's discuss it. I'd like to vote to move the bill, but it will be held until a fiscal note is prepared to go in.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, has Representative Porcheau had a chance?
Representative Porcheau was present when there's been no change other than those that he was present for. Is that correct?
Yes, they're aware. The office is aware of that.
I'd appreciate it if we could get him a copy.
You bet. Oh, absolutely. But this basically was, as Bob says, they know about it. This was prepared. There's nothing on here that was not voted on in his presentation.
I have a policy thing, and it's come up as a result of a lot of lumps. And I've seen fiscal notes that I wouldn't believe forthcoming. I would prefer, since we can't move it out of the committee anyway till we have the fiscal note, that we take the final vote on the bill with the fiscal note in front of us, because sometimes I've been in situations where there have been problems with the fiscal note and the committee itself has written its own fiscal note.
Well, Max, I'm not going to... My feeling about that would be that we can certainly question the validity of the fiscal note. I appreciate that some committees write their own fiscal notes, but the committee doesn't have to live with the results. The agency does, and if there's a problem with the fiscal note, Representative Porcheau sits on finance and would be in an ideal position to modify the bill with regard to its fiscal impact. The only real job that was, my understanding, was a job before this committee was to make sure that as it relates to providing information to communities, that it was complete and accurate. So I, as I say, will wait for the fiscal note. We can reconsider our actions, you know, and so on Friday, but we've made such trivial changes that I'd kind of like to be done with it officially, if we could. Sir?
Mr. Chairman, if it's proper, I'd like to move CSHB 360-CNRA.
If Representative Gruenberg is
oh, absolutely.
Satisfied.
As long as before it physically moves from the
yes,
committee,
sir.
We get a copy of the fiscal note.
More than that.
And we could reconsider.
Right,
that's
right,
why I only
right. I will not send out the committee report until the fiscal note is with us, and I'll bring that fiscal note before the committee for discussion.
Thank
absolutely.
You. I second the motion.
Okay, any objection?
This is on the Porcheau's bill.
Just the stuff we did. Hearing none, House Bill 360 is moved from the committee with individual recommendations. We'll hold the bill until Friday when we have a fiscal note.
Great, I love it.
Good.
Yeah.
And they're loose, and you have to ask for the motion.
Okay. Pat Chirac has advised Bob that they think there's going to be a negligible effect on the fiscal note. Nonetheless, if you can get a fiscal note to us by the end of the meeting, so Friday is time enough on that.
Mr. Chairman, I have to be elsewhere in 15 minutes.
I'll bet Mr. Thompson can give us everything we need to know about this bill in 15 minutes. Oh, and I'd like to announce that there will be no meeting Friday because Representative Maru has indicated that he will not be able to attend, and as a courtesy to him, and because we have a light calendar next week, we're going to move this Friday schedule to next Friday. It's two bills by Andre having to do with different things.
May I make a suggestion if that's the case with respect to the fiscal note? If you can get the fiscal note by floor time on Friday, you can just give us copies on the floor, and if anybody has a problem, they let you know. Otherwise, it won't.
That's satisfactory with the other members?
Oh.
okay if we get the...
Yes,
yeah.
That's fine.
Everybody happy? Okay. So just, again, no meeting Friday. Mr. Thompson, House Bill 333.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just briefly like to give the committee an appreciation for what this money will go towards. Small World Incorporated is the only daycare operation in Kodiak and preschool center. The request is for $1,007,975, which would fund the construction of a 4,200-square-foot building, which would consolidate four operations that Small World is currently operating in the Kodiak facility. They've been offering these services for close to 20 years now. They provide services currently to 380 children. 63 of these children live in single-parent families, and 46 of the families receive daycare assistance funding from the state. They operate four different programs, which are in four different locations at present. The main center is licensed for 49 children and provides care for children between the ages of 3 and 5. They also operate a toddler center, which is housed in a Masonic temple at present, and they operate for 25 children aged from 1 to 3. And they have an after-school program, which is currently without a facility at all. Consequently, it piggybacks at the main center with the main program. And they have a preschool program currently located in St. Paul Lutheran Church. On the after-school program, they were located in the Head Start building, as it's called in Kodiak, but the insurance company refused to provide liability insurance because that location had both safety code violations as well as environmental problems, and so it was condemned and no one could use it at present.
That, Mr. Chairman, is really the long and the short of it. They are spread around at four different locations at present. It's the only such service in the community. To give you an appreciation of the value to the community, both the city and the borough provide operational grants to Small World, because obviously without them there would be quite a predicament for those almost 400 children which are served by this nonprofit agency. So it's a fairly straightforward and simple bill. It's an appropriations bill, and we do hope to be able to get some funding. Although, given the revenue picture, I wouldn't want to seem terribly optimistic about getting $1 million, but we'll see what we can get out of it. And again, it is a nonprofit daycare center as well as being tax exempt. So,
now, would you have
any questions? I'd be happy to answer.
Representative Kellogg.
Yeah, I was just wondering, let's say if the $1 million, close enough, was given to the Small World nonprofit, then is there a commitment from the city and borough of Kodiak to maintain the facility from that point on?
No, Representative Phillips, there isn't. I don't believe they've made such a request, but again, the city and the borough do currently provide operational grants. They have done a very commendable job, especially in the last 2 years when they were their housing situation changed on several locations, of managing the facility with a volunteer board such as nonprofit entities have. I think they've done a remarkable job of being very cost effective and doing a real good job of monitoring their funds and remaining solvent.
Yeah, well, I know about those programs, basically. I just was wondering if there's a formal or informal commitment by the local
government to operate. Their concern is twofold, one is they frankly have only temporary commitments from the locations where they are now to allow them to continue. So frankly, they're afraid that they may not have a program because they won't have a place to put it on. And the second thing is that they do believe it would be more cost effective to consolidate these four programs under one roof. And that's one of the reasons that they want to do it as well.
What about that aspect of long-term operation? What if they decide they want to sell this facility to build, a shoe store? What if Small World decides it can't exist anymore for some reason, and the owners or operators decide to leave the state and liquidate the property? What would you suggest be put in the bill to protect the public interest with regard to that appropriation? Should, for some reason, the company to exist.
This is sold to another nonprofit organization in town. I can think real quickly of a half a dozen organizations. My former employers would be one, a public radio station. Would love to have a new facility to call home.
So some language were put in to suggest that basically that if management changes, that the nonprofit developmental daycare and preschool use would be maintained in that facility, something like that. Would that have any, would you have any problem with that?
No. That's, you know.
Okay. Other questions or about that? Come? Mr. Brunberg?
Unless there are other witnesses on the bill, I move it with individual recommendations.
Just one little issue was just raised here about just some little phrase in here suggesting that the facility be that it, you know, so I don't know just what the right language would be, but something to the effect of that if Small World ceases to operate the facility, that it be transferred to another nonprofit that would use it for the same purpose. Something like that.
My question would be, would that be limited to on Kodiak?
Be limited to this building.
Which is the building?
The building's in the ground.
I think that should be up to the discretion of the department. I don't have a problem, but I don't want them to have to go to a fly-by-night operation.
This is a special appropriation. It's not like a grant to an unincorporated community where there's already the implication that they maintain for the public purpose. Here it says we're building the building for the daycare center. Now, if they sell out their operation to someone and that person
then they become profit.
Fails, by, yeah, goes profit,
non-profit,
let's
non-profit.
Say, you know, then we're basically giving this building to a private company. They could open up a shoe store.
Yeah, I don't want to give it to them.
You don't want to give it to the shoe store, Representative Wallace. You want to draft something that will accomplish the purpose?
Yeah, let's open. Well, we can't do it.
Call drafting. Get something to satisfy the meeting,
yeah.
Would you, that says... Okay, I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
Thank you.
I think we all have to face reality here at the table. I would love to be able to support this bill because I support children, but I can't. I can't justify in my mind spending $1 million for a new comprehensive facility in a community that already has several daycare centers, where many communities in the state don't have any. Our capital budget is going to be very small this year, and a lot of new projects are not going to be funded, and many people are going to be disappointed. This center seems too much of a luxury this year. I'm sorry, but I just can't vote for it.
Mr. Chairman,
Representative,
I'm not just putting words in Dave's mouth, but the letter did ask him to, with the board of directors, unanimously approve the request that your office may use legislation to fund the construction and consolidation. I think he's done his job and his homework. And I just assume, you know, I'm going to vote for it and just send it up to finance, and then we'll take a look at the revenue projection picture there, and then finance committee will probably make a decision on this. Your folks probably are well aware of the revenue picture, right?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to have to agree with the Vice Chairman. There are certainly cities, towns in my district that could use $1 million daycare center, and I have not introduced any bills to do that because of the fiscal situation we're facing now. So although this is undoubtedly needed, I just don't think we're going to be able to afford it.
Thank you. Just one question of the sponsor. The word developmental, does that imply that this is for the developmentally disabled, or does that just mean the... like preschool.
Just made preschool as far as I'm aware.
Someone else?
Yeah, I have a question. Is this the only daycare organization in the Kodiak area?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I just want to put that down for the record. That's for the island, right?
Okay. Karen, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to move for the individual rec.
Could we maybe... agree if it is the intent of the committee, irrespective of how each member is going to vote on moving the bill, that some little phrase be put in here suggesting that if the facility is transferred to another owner, the use as a daycare center will be maintained. And if we agree with that, then we could, and you'll trust drafting to work on the language, then we can move the bill, or at least vote to move the bill. Is there any objection to that?
How do you respond to this?
I'm sorry?
How do you feel about what he just said?
I don't have any problem. Yeah, he's on the record. Mr. Byrne?
My only concern would be, Representative Thompson, that the legislative history make it clear that if there were to be a transfer, that it wouldn't just be a carte blanche transfer, but that the CNRA, Community Regional Affairs, would have to approve the transferee so that, you know, they couldn't set up a shell-type corporation of some type simply to get the grant. And so whatever language the chairman drafts, I would like to have that it may be transferred to another nonprofit, but to have the phrase, with the approval of the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, to preserve the integrity of the grant.
It would be something like if the structure is transferred to other ownership approved by the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, it will be for the purpose of maintaining the facility as a daycare center.
That would be agreeable with me.
Okay. So there may be some slight modification of that.
Do you
language.
Wish to have it moved at this point?
I have no objection. If you'd all like to be done with it, yes. I believe Representative Maru had wished to make the motion originally. If you wished to move the bill at this. Was it not you?
No, someone. Me.
Sorry, Randy, anybody?
Well,
I moved the last one.
Oh.
Well,
there we go. This is Mr. Rainsley out here.
We do have a different party affiliation.
No.
I moved that.
Talk about that.
Yeah, you bet.
House Bill 333 move out with individual recommendations with the condition that maybe tomorrow or whenever we meet next time, we'll take a look at the language that we've proposed.
I will bring the fiscal note on the other bill to you all on the floor on Friday. I will also bring you the final CS on this, and we'll not send them out physically until you've seen it.
Okay. And give us a chance to give you our own.
Yeah, on the assumption that you don't object.
Do you have a request? May I be excused, Mr. Chairman?
No, this meeting's adjourned.
That's nice.
3:30. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Who has the report?
Okay, where's the bill?
She broke one arm, now she wants to break the other.
Your dad, you know, Vic Fisher's age, Ginger said, well, if it had gotten a second one, it could